Rousseau's had a litter of 12 each. And when these came on, 4 weeks or so, he started them off to feed them. Well, my mother was an old gentleman living in the farm next to us alone, but he kept a couple of cows. And he couldn't do no churning for himself, that's making butter like. He used to ask my mother for to come once a week for to do the churning for him. And my father and mother would go over to Balacombe of a night, and my mother would do the churning. Well, he had no use for the buttermilk. And he used to say, take it home with you to the pigs. Well, these little pigs were getting that buttermilk mixed in their feed. And it was no time at all until the pigs started. As soon as they would come to the trough for to eat their feed, they were gone like in a fit. And they'd be on their back and they'd kick on their 4 feet. Oof. In the air. 4, 5, or 6 of them all at a time. Well, they would come out of that, you would shake them, take them up and shake them, and that he was coming down again. Well, my grandmother was great on the charms, like, and of course that was the old medicine thing. And persuaded my mother for to go to Nan Wade.
Who was Nan Wade now?
Well, I don't know who she was anymore, unless she was Nan Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived in Sandton.
Sandton she lived in?
Sandton, yes. And
you must say, though, that she was reputed to be able to cure these serious and mysterious illnesses. In other words, she was associated with the unknown.
My mother wouldn't go alone, so I would go with her. We took the train from Douglas out to Sandton, and I remember getting off at Sandton station, and we didn't know what way to go. Well, there was some person after quite a while, there was some person came along and asked the way, the name. He put us up at footpath through a couple of 3 fields, but we could see the trees where the house was. And on our way up there, we met a chap coming with a pair of horses. He had been ploughing up there, and he said, "You're on the right way. Go ahead." So we went up there and hit the door, and my mother made the business, and we invited in. In the front room, she said, "I'll tell me mother," she said, "she'll be down in a minute or two." So Nan, as she went by, arrived and wanted to know the pedigree like. But my mother never told her that she'd been getting this milk at all. She never told her that. Well, she said, "Sit where you are," she said, "I'll be a little while, but I'll be back." And we waited there quite a while, it wasn't the best part of an hour. And she arrived back with a little parcel letter. She said, "Boil half what was in this parcel tonight at 12 o'clock. And when it's on the fire boiling," she said, "there's some person come to your door wanting something unusual, but don't let them in," she said. And well, they were going to boil this stuff, of course, at night. I wouldn't go to bed, I wanted to be in it too. True enough, as soon as the stuff started to boil, there was not
Yeah, well, indeed.
So, and then they sat quiet, and nothing said enough more than once. And yet we had the window. We never put a blind on the window because the light of the windows for company if you were out on the roads. Going home at night, you see.
Yes.
So, but this night there was a blind put on in darkness. And he is at the window. And he went away, you know. When he was gone, the stuff was taken out and he had to wash the pigs with.
Wash the pigs with the boilings?
With the stuff when it cooled, like you wash the pigs' backs, put some on each pig's back. And well, that was done. And next day, my grandmother arrived at the house and she said, oh, Willie Cannell was here last night, she said. Well, yes, we knew there was some person. What did he want? Well, he wanted a blend of an alarm clock. Rather unusual. But the man Wade told me, Mother, you're getting something from some person. She said that you're given these pigs was causing it. And this chap that was at the door was that man's son.
That man's son.
Well,
did it work? Did it cure the pigs?
Well, yes, all that had survived up to then, to that time, did live.
What did you do with the other half of the package?
Well, what they lived was sold, of course, but
the other half of the package?
The other lot was given to them to drink.
Oh, in their food?
That was boiled like and given to them in the food.
Is that about it?
Yeah.
But now, you must tell them about the chappie that was coming over the hills to see you, and he wanted to see the pigs. The pigs is within the pigs, man.
That fella used to say he could look over the hedge and kill a thing in the field by looking over the hedge.
Mm. And he was going to see the pigs before he'd go home, and he'd be poking them up with his walking stick. And this is the end, she tells
well,
me. And
when that pig would be let out of the house, he would follow that man's tracks.
Straight up to where he was, you know, over the mountain hedge on the way home.
You steal pigs that way.
Yeah.
But that's rather
uncanny.
Uncanny,
that.
Oh, yes, that's a little bit
different.
Oh, I was afraid to live with that one for a while. The story they had. Well, while we're on pigs, you see, here I was talking about the pig, you see, that I brought down the old sow.
Yeah.
Well, she was put in that house out there. Now, a little bit vague here. I'm not sure whether that is the sow that took that. And was in the house and wouldn't eat anything. And she wouldn't put her mouth on new milk from the cow. And we had a chappie here working, building a boiler house, built out here. And an old fisherman, and he was reputed to be a bit delving into the unknown too, like, if you may say. And my father said to him, so pigs make that sick.
Oh, he's a big boy, isn't he? Oh, he said I, and what's up with that? Don't know. Now, my mate, and in the meantime, my mother, who was quite superstitious, I might say, oh yes, she wasn't far removed from the fairies. She had heard to court mothers, certain people could put bad eyes on them, you see. And there was a certain neighbour here, just prior to the sow taken, poorly. Ah, that's it. Got the sweeping brush.
That's true.
Sweeping brush in the bucket. And we go through the eight there to the first crossroads. Eh? The road broke across here and the other one comes along, you see. It had to be at the first crossroads. And she swept all the dust and the dirt off where this certain person meticulously went in on the south peak and threw it all over, and she would lie and sink on the belly.
Red
of
Sheffield on the south?
Yes. Well, it didn't make any difference.
No difference.
To the pig. Only made her perhaps a little bit less clean than she was. And then that happened. You see, she did that before my father told old Mason. And then my father told Mason. In olden days, you didn't want to tell anybody if the thing was sick.
I see.
Closely guarded secret that anything was sick.
So he told her, he told the old Kelly.
Oh,
he said. Oh, well, he said, I was there. And go and get 3 salt herrings. I did 3 of them. They were all the salt herrings. I did hungry. And throw them, he said, in the trough to her. And if she won't eat that, he said, you can start to dig a hole. Word for word. The 3 salt heron was through in the trough. My God, she jumped out of the straw. She was at them before they got in the trough.
All she needed.
Never looked back at it.
But they had to let
her
out.
The
first
place she went. Down to
the water. Well,
if they'd have let the sow out, she would have cured herself.
Yes.
Thirsty.
The salt
head
would be
done. See, it's a sow is a pig's nature, you see. It must root.
Oh, yes.
To get there, let me go.
We must get sufficient drink.
Oh, there's a postcard of the first. It does look like a shock.
Well, it's crumpled a bit.
Goodness.
It was pretty good.
It's a long field, isn't it?
Yes, well, I think, if I remember right, that. Was 7.5 inch 7.5 inches wide and 6 inches deep. There's only one butt I ever plowed 7 inches wide and 5.5 inches. That's quite small. Now they plow a foot and 18 inches wide. With the
is that the old
swing plow. Old smithy leaf.
That's right, the
spades
are shot next.
Right. Oh, well, there was no way the old chap that was going to get me, the one fella,
take care of it.
We would be,
you left a bit late to start, but never mind.
No, I never had a snap taken of me actually plowing.
The old chap came.
The old fellow with Bobby Sales always went with me. He would allow one hamper. He'd stop on the headlock. And we would be getting ready to go. Well, he said he would be well, I can't see, he would say, how they can get inside of us. Sometimes, well, if I can open straight, you see, you would turn on me like a mad dog. You always have been straight.
Always have been straight.
He said, well, why can't you be straight next time? If you're not, he said, straight, I won't be at the end.
Oh.
I won't be at the end, then you get to.
I won't be at the end of it, he said. I'm pretty straight on. Yeah, I had another here, yes. Carry on.
I wanted to ask you one more question about the story of the pig that turned into a horse. What did your mother say when you told her about all that? Did she react?
Well, I don't seem to have the answer to that somehow. No.
I was wondering if she thought fairies would have had something to do with it.
Well, yes, it was accepted that the fairies was at work.
Right on the fairies, witchcraft.
Butched. And for that was to be witch, but he was there from them.
I think that would be about right. I cannot just say much about what my mother said. The evil eye was on. cross. Yes, will he take it?
Mm-hmm.
That's all like a wish. You're only seeing my ear.
Is that where you were asleep?
Yes, I was asleep.
Or you that's got the hat on your head, hat on your face.
That Willie Taggart has got the hat.
And hat on.
I'm behind him.
Tell me.
Head down. And your mother has got the hat rules in it. The other side of it. Not seeing much
of it. I don't think of it. Yeah, that's the one. Oh yes, just over the top of the drum.
Yeah.
Yes, and who's that, you see? Bob, Bob, like your teacher.
That Bob Craig.
Oh, is it?
I wish.
That's Joe Cross.
Yeah. Will he tag it, this guy's head down on the face?
He is behind.
Here he is.
Oh, that's him, yeah.
Aye, that's him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's me. And that's your mother.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit of that.
Yeah.
She's weak, I'm weak.
Who's laid back there? Keep going.
There's Bob Clegg on it.
Yeah.
Who's that with the hat on laid back?
I don't know. Not one of us. No, I don't know that. It was taken in the coach the year we were up at the Highlands. When was that, Michael? You can't see much. We were up at the Highland show.
Where did you get that?
Eh?
Where did you get that?
Arnold Callan gave it to me. Oh,
why,
20 years ago, really. He said, if we keep it the next 20 years, he said, as good as I've kept it the last 20. I just stick it in and get out of it, but I've never kept it.
Well, I'm thinking, I wanted to ask if you remembered a vicar, a vicar of the parish of Lonan named John Quine.
Yes.
Do you remember him at all?
Where's the rest of this going?
Where's the wallet?
Am I sitting on it?
Oh, let's see.
Here it is.
Oh, right there.
All right, sit down.
Oh, I can look at this. You're inquiring of where he is. John Quine, the vicar of London Church.
Yes. Do you remember him at all?
Yeah.
I remember him, knew him, but Mother knew him better.
Yeah.
What do you remember about him? Could you tell me? What do you remember about him?
He was a great old boy.
Yes, he was a great scholar.
Great scholar, yes.
Yes, he was sort of a great scholar. He did some sort of remarkable works too, writing. The other great spot was consuming whiskey. He was bad for the bottle.
Oh, was he?
Found him a local.
I thought he might be sort of a stern clergyman. Was he?
Well, he'd get up in the pulpit.
No.
You would hardly tell a word he said.
Oh, really?
He called him Bumblebum.
Oh, dear.
A very decent rumble voice.
Oh,
my. Rumble voice.
Yeah.
Because
rumble
voice seems to come down here somewhere.
Oh.
Well.
Yes, but having said that, he was accepted as quite an intelligent man.
Sure he was.
Good brain, that.
Yes.
Intellectual. God, it's an intellectual.
Well, did you you all become Methodists or so? Are you all Methodists?
Now you're asking me a question I find it just a little, not at least not too easy.
Well, I didn't mean for it to be hard.
Oh, no, it's quite all right. There's, I was brought up Wesleyan.
Yes.
Went to a Wesleyan Sunday school in Pilbury. Up to the age of 14. And when we came down to here, see, our nearest chapel, and we were encouraged to go to chapel, our nearest chapel was called Ryan. It was a primitive. He went Wesleyans. Over the years, they're Methodists. They're all Methodists. But Dundrine was the primitive, and we went there. Well, Dundrine Chapel would be full for the door every Sunday night. Well attended. Well then, we got married, and it would be right maybe to say we had other interests beside the chapel, such as the gentleman on my right here. And we went to chapel very often. We lived up on the tops of the old cottage. We went to chapel very often. We had to carry a beer and carry a bag. And life kind of changed a little bit. And then again, after the 1930s and so on, for some reason or other, I was made a parish commissioner. Duncan, looking after the parish and the needy and so on. I served a while on the Cool Law Guardians and the Endowment Committee, which I'm still one of those. And while you were involved in those things, you were brought into Church. You understand what I mean? You were really of necessity brought into the church. As a commissioner, you had to expected to go to Civic Sunday, where your officials are being catered for. That has brought us into the church. Oh, I read the lesson of the church in the Church of England.
Yes, that was.
Say, well, I think at present time, maybe, although I prefer the Methodist service, ideas. I think I'll go to church more myself, more than Nanny would go to. She's a Methodist. She used to go to church with me on special occasions. She said, the day we got married, she went with me. She walked to school, you know.
Walked to school?
How far was it? Because we were
2 miles,
two miles.
That's quite a walk. miles back. You're tired.
Out to the National School.
Yeah.
Up out to the Ramsey Road,
yeah.
And how did you pay in those days?
Well, when I first went, I paid 3 pence a week.